Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
For the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Happy Friday, St. Louis. Oh, there we go. How about that extra music for you? Happy Friday, St. Louis. It's Hancock and Kelly. Blinking, you'll miss it. Joining me now is my good friend, Mr. Hancock. You're not with me in studio. Good morning. Where are you?
Buddy, I'm in Kansas City.
What in the world would one St. Louisan be doing in Kansas City?
My nephew is getting married tomorrow, and so I'm doing the wedding.
What do you mean you're doing the wedding? Like you're just doing up the town, and you and the wife are going to be celebrating? What do you mean?
I am the officiant for the wedding.
Is that right?
Yeah, buddy.
So I know that you do some preaching at the church here in the city that you belong to. But now what, like you're getting into the wedding business too?
Well, just this one time, but, yeah. So I've got my little service all written out and practiced up. I'm ready to go. Today is the rehearsal. So, we'll get that rolling this afternoon.
So a rehearsal for you, have to preside over the rehearsal, I would assume as well.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Well, best of luck to you, Reverend. What's that?
Yeah, the Reverend Hancock.
Yeah, best of luck to you, Reverend Hancock. And I guess this now means that if I were to ever get married, you would be my officiant, right?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that's something either one of us needs to worry about.
Yes, well, something that people should be worried about is there's an election coming up in the city. Elections already started, and the terms of early voting's been going on for a little more than a week. John, the mayor, Tashara Jones, facing Alderwoman Kara Spencer. It's finally here. They've all dispatched their mail. They've put out their television. They've been on the radio. They've made their case. Do you see an appreciable difference likely coming other than what we saw in the primary where the mayor was defeated handily?
No, and the one public poll that's come out has kind of indicated that this thing is, you know, the cake has been baked. So I expect Kara Spencer's going to win convincingly. And, you know, you got to hope that the new administration is going to be an improvement. But, yeah, I think the end of the Jones regime in St. Louis is quick. You know, I do think it's interesting, Michael, that the last two mayors have been one-term mayors. And that's coming off the heels of Francis Slay being there for, what, 16 years.
Right.
And you wonder if maybe this thing's getting untenable as a city, it's getting untenable to lead. But I guess we'll find out.
Well, you and I have talked extensively about the structural issues of the city of St. Louis, the E&A, the city and the county offices, not to mention any state oversight or intervention that comes in on top of the fact that population continues to go. I don't know I'm doing some work for Kara Spencer and supportive of her, but objectively would tell you, I think this was always going to be a hard race for the mayor. And I think that so snowstorm solidified it, which is where I think people may be going, John, on the heels of this Donald Trump change in Washington, D.C., this pushback at a lot of the leftist ideas. It may have woke some up even on the left that, hey, man, the cities and local government really need to get back to doing the basics.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, we're going through, and I guess we'll talk about this after the break, but, I mean, we're going through a real upheaval in this country right now. And St. Louis City, our cousins from Los Angeles were in last night, and we were talking about their city. And, you know, their city's going through, it's much larger, of course, but they're going through some of the same kinds of issues that we are in St. Louis, including a real possibility of bankruptcy, which I just found really interesting. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of upheaval in the country right now.
John, we a lot of prognosticators pay attention to these initial elections that happened within 100 days of Donald Trump, right? This Wisconsin court, the two Florida races. I don't really pay much attention to that stuff. I don't think it's a real true fortune teller of what's happening. But a lot of folks think that this is kind of the start of a pushback against the Trump administration, that the Democrats really don't have their sea legs together. They haven't really identified who's going to be the voice of their opposition. How do you take these initial elections? Do you see them as a kind of a fortune telling of the future, or is it still way too early?
They certainly can be. So if you go back to 2009, Barack Obama had become president, and Republicans won the governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey at that time, Chris Christie getting elected. And it's fairly rare to have a Republican governor of New Jersey. And then there was that special election in Massachusetts. Remember this?
Yep.
Where the Republicans won the Ted Kennedy seat in a special election in 2009.
Right.
And those things really were harbingers for what happened in 2010, where there was a massive GOP wave to take over the House and the Senate. And so in this particular instance, reading tea leaves, and we'll have some more tea leaves because you'll have the Virginia and New Jersey governor's race. I think the Republicans, and to Rand Paul's point, I think the Republicans might be on the cusp of having massive midterm losses, like historical. But, you know, it's early.
Hey, speaking of history, man, we have to talk about these tariffs. We're going to step aside for a minute. When we come back, we'll give our thoughts on the tariffs, where we see this thing is headed on the Hancock and Kelly Show right here on 104.1.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KMOX. Hancock and Kelly on KMOX. Don't forget, you can see Hancock and Kelly, the television show, Sunday mornings, 8:30 on Fox 2. John, Cardinal baseball on today, a rare Friday afternoon Cardinal baseball game against the Boston Red Sox. So pregame coming after Chris and Amy. John, I'm looking at the market right now, down 1,000 today, almost down 1,500 yesterday. This is on the heels of President Trump's tariffs. Remember, he told us he was going to fix prices on day one. He also said he was going to raise tariffs. What is your take on Liberation Day and the aftermath to this point?
Well, you know, I don't like tariffs. I've been saying this for months. And I remember when you and I first started talking about this, we had some callers and texters say, you know, you guys don't get Donald Trump. He's using this to, he's not really going to do the tariffs. He's using the threat of tariffs to get things accomplished. He wants to stop the fentanyl coming across the border, et cetera. Well, what he's done is he's levied the biggest tax increase in the history of the United States of America. And he's put massive tariffs on every country in the world, except a couple. And we're all going to end up paying for it. You either pay for the tariffs because the prices of everything go up, because the tariff is a tax paid by not the foreign country, paid by the importer. The American business importer pays the tariff. And so the importer either eats the tariff, which means it erodes their profit margin, and they fire people, or they pass the tariff cost along to the consumer. That's really the only two options here. It's going to cause, I'm afraid it's going to be very scary. I hope they're short term, but even if they're short term, the whole international trading apparatus has been upended probably permanently.
But, John, this seems to me to be, you know, this is Donald Trump's negotiating style, right? This is what he did with, you know, rents and buildings in New York City. And this is my big problem with the Republican Party of trying to run a government like a business. While it may make some sense, there are intangibles that come from this. And to treat your allies this way, I mean, I don't even want to get into the history of how we even got here and who pushed for this globalization. And now we're going to unravel it. It all seems to me going to be in the shorts of the working person, just like it was when all these jobs fled this country. Now we're going to raise the prices. And, you know, at the same time, we've made Canada mad. We're ruining our Asian Pacific alliances. It just doesn't seem to be well thought out, if at all.
I think this particular policy decision is potentially disastrous. But the short-term implications are pretty clear. I mean, we've seen what's happened in the stock market. You're going to see prices increase. You're going to see foreign countries retaliate to these tariffs. They haven't yet, but they're going to. And all of it's going to spiral. The question becomes, how long is Donald Trump going to persist in following this policy? He says it's designed to bring jobs back to America. I don't see that happening. When you tax something, you get less of it. There's going to be less demand for our products. I am worried that our trading partners, our allies, are going to form free trade agreements amongst themselves and cut America out. And that is, you know, potentially, Michael, it's disastrous.
Yeah, I keep thinking back to the Obama of a presidency when he came in, and remember, he was going to reform healthcare. And as he got into doing it, that's when he started to lose some of the Democrats and some chinks in the armor came. That came much further into his term than we're seeing here in the first 100 days. I mean, if you get two 1,500-point days drops on the stock market, it was Donald Trump who told us to judge him by the stock market. You know, if you have 2 days, how long can his allies sit by for something they know personally is wrong?
Yeah, I think we're about to find out, buddy.
Well, buddy, I hope you have an incredible time over in Kansas City. What time is the service, and is it indoors, outdoors?
5 o'clock tomorrow, outdoors. It's going to be a little chilly out there.
Well, make sure you have your rain slicker with you and keep yourself dry. He's John Hancock. He'll be back in studio with me next Friday. I'm going to stick around with Chris and Amy here for an hour. I'm sure we'll get into everything that's happened in Washington, D.C., and probably preview that mayoral election, which on Tuesday night will finally be behind us. It's the Hancock and Kelly Show on 104.1 KMOX.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.